The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
It seems a lot of people over the age of 60, healthcare workers and also those with vulnerabilities who may be younger than 60 but who got the AstraZeneca vaccine are worried about when they're going to get their second vaccine. Sue Shaw is Chief Executive of the Irish Senior Citizens Parliament. How much of an issue do you believe this to be?
I think it's a rising issue, Matt. So good evening and hi to your listeners on such a lovely day. I think it's a really serious issue. I think there has been a real bounce from the first vaccination. But the scare now that's rising with the Indian variant is falling on the ears of people who have been told for the last 18 months, you are the most vulnerable. You are the most at risk. You will suffer the most consequences. And unfortunately, Matt, we know that to be true. So knowing that your vaccination that you hold at the moment is 30% effective, and that's for over nearly 500,000 people of that age cohort who realise I am still at risk. I think what we're saying is clearer communication about how and when the next set of vaccinations will be delivered will be crucial to our members at this stage. Like, we have a cohort of 50-plus members, plus then the 70-plus upwards. But for some of our members, I know from conversations with them over the last few days, they have, at 50, they have received their vaccination. But for our members in the 60 to 60-plus, 60 69, who are at a higher risk, they're at a loss to understand why there is this lack of clarity on the rollout and the when of it.
Indeed, Sue, I've heard of cases, I know of cases, where there have been people with vulnerabilities who got their first vaccine ahead of a partner, for example, and have been somewhat surprised to see that the partner, having received a non-AstraZeneca vaccine, has now had the second shot and is fully vaccinated while they're still waiting.
Yes, and we have members in that boat. Not only are they at a particular age, but they have, that's coupled with additional vulnerabilities. So very often they are in that situation now where they are realising that possibly a carer, possibly a family member has received the second dose, but they haven't. Which I think it isn't just a concern then for the person themselves and the 420,000 people who haven't received it, but it's also a concern for their families and their loved ones. Like the Minister Ryan spoke today about the idea that we will be all sorted out by the 19th of July for the travel card. And for many of our members, that was travel less about the holiday, but to see loved ones, to see grandchildren that they haven't seen, to meet up with family members was a real boost. We were seeing the bounce from that safety and that really good rollout of the age-related process now being tinged and replaced with a high level of anxiety. It is hard to know that you're most at risk and that somebody who is living with you, while you want them to have it, you see that you're at a higher risk than they are. So there seems to me to be some confusion in the system and a lack of clarity for our members who are looking just for clear communication around it. And I think that's one of the biggest things. Fear multiplies in the absence of something solid.
Well, let's bring in Professor Kingston Mills, Professor of Experimental Immunology at Trinity College Dublin. There's a figure Sue quoted there, which was a bit of a shock to me, and I just want to clarify that it is correct. Is it the case that one dose of the AstraZeneca vaccine only gives you 30% effectiveness protection?
Yes, good afternoon, Matt. The figure is actually 33%, which is pretty close to 30, and that actually refers to Public Health England data for about 2 weeks ago, where they looked at people with the Delta variant that had been received one dose of either Pfizer or the AstraZeneca vaccine. They both only conferred 33%, but when then you went to two doses, there was a bigger, there was a significant difference. It was 88% for the Pfizer, but only 60% for the AstraZeneca vaccine. So, that's telling us that, four in 10 people that get the AstraZeneca vaccine, if they were exposed to the Delta variant, are at risk of developing COVID-19 disease. And that's very worrying.
But how seriously? Is there a possibility that if they were to get it, that it wouldn't be so serious as to land them in intensive care or in hospital, that they would get a milder dose of it?
Yeah, and in fact, Public Health England followed up yesterday with new data on hospitalisation showing that two doses of either of the vaccines give high protection, over 90% against hospitalisation. Of course, that's severe COVID disease. And then after one dose, again, there was a big difference between the two vaccines, with 96% after one dose, 96% prevention of hospitalisation with one dose of the Pfizer versus 71% with one dose of the AstraZeneca. So that again is saying that around 30 out of every 100 people that got the AstraZeneca vaccine have the risk of being hospitalised if they get exposed to the Delta variant.
Well, that is worrying, and I'd be quite upfront and honest here, to those of us who've had one shot of the AstraZeneca waiting for the second, not because I'm 60, but because I was in a particular health category. Yeah. I think a lot of people in a similar situation to me will be thinking, okay, would I be better off with something other than the AstraZeneca for the second shot? And why won't my government give it to me?
I really don't understand why not. Mixing of vaccines has been taken on board by several countries now. The latest one was Canada in the last 2 days, France, Germany, Finland, Norway, South Korea, Spain, Sweden and Austria are about to do it as well. They're all going to boost people who've had the AstraZeneca vaccine with an mRNA vaccine from either from Moderna or from Pfizer. And a study published in Spain from a group in Madrid showed that the neutralising antibody, which is the key immune parameter that prevents infection, was dramatically augmented when you boosted with the Pfizer vaccine after giving the AstraZeneca as the first dose. So there's the scientific rationale behind it. There's a small increase in transient side effects when you mix the vaccines, but in general, the benefit is huge in terms of the protection. I suppose the issue that, and this is part of the problem, it's a case of using up vaccine stocks. And, you know, the authorities have some stocks of the AstraZeneca vaccine. It has to go to one group, and the 60 to 70 group were first of all singled out because it was deemed that they were less likely to get these clotting events. But again, this doesn't stand up to the science. If you look at the recent data from the MHRA, that's the medical regulatory agency in the UK, recent data shows that of the age groups that got blood clotting events, there were 372 blood clotting events, 185 of them were in over 50s and 167 in the under 50s. And the deaths were 66 overall, but there were a significant number of those in the over 50s. So that doesn't stack up, that this is a problem that only affects young people.
Okay.
I'm not saying we should give it to young people and get them have clotting events, but the argument of giving them to old people because they don't get clotting events is just not based on science.
Okay, well, Kingston, that all raises the issue then of our fears of the Delta variant becoming more prevalent here in Ireland and the suggestions of mandatory quarantine for people coming from the UK, albeit at home rather than being in a hotel. What do you make of that development?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have to absolutely keep the Delta variant at bay. It's now the dominant variant in the UK, over 75, up to 90% in certain areas in Northern England. In Northern Ireland, the numbers are going up. I've heard figures of 25%. I don't know if that's right, of all the cases there. In the South, we've had, well over 100 cases that we know of. The problem is that they're not sequencing all the virus cases, so they don't know the real numbers. But the numbers are still relatively modest here. We have a chance to keep this out. And if we don't put in place stringent measures to restrict travel from the UK, and those that do travel have to isolate and be tested, we will be in the same position as the UK. What's happening in the UK right now is that they have delayed their opening up. The numbers of hospitalizations are starting to increase again, and the numbers of cases with the Delta variants are increasing overall. So that's resulting in hospitalizations, including people that have been vaccinated.
Worrying stuff. Professor Kingston Mills from Trinity College Dublin. Sue Shaw, Chief Executive of the Irish Senior Citizens Parliament. Thank you both for being with us.